The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett, and today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders. We have Edgewood Junior High teacher John Kenzik and Edgewood Junior High counselor Callie Schlemmer. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, Jerry, Callie, John, I welcome all of you to Super Chat. Jerry, let me turn to you first. I think any of us who are parents would agree that having an open and ongoing line of communication with our children is an important part of successfully raising our kids. You want to know who they're hanging out with. You want to know what they're into. And you don't want to let it get out of control, ultimately. But in your opinion, how important is this? I mean, to have meaningful, topical conversations with our kids every day to help facilitate that whole connection process?
Great question, Gary. Research says that parents can have a considerable influence over their children's language and brain development simply by engaging them in conversation. And this is not just talking to your children. This is having a conversation, a meaningful conversation with your children that plays such an important role in helping them to develop their brain and being able to communicate with others. Last night, we had our school board meeting. At our meetings, we have what's called Mustang Moment. And so typically, we'll have one of the schools be represented during the Mustang Moment. We'll have students who are talking about a particular event or project or activity that they are involved in. And last night we had Edgewood High School represented, and we had members of our marching band who recently won the Bands of America competition and are headed to state competition for semifinals this Saturday, who spoke last night. And also we had students from our agricultural classes, who are FFA students, who talked about their involvement in creating displays in our Innovative Learning Center that were used out at Peden Farm. For those who are local, they'll know that Peden Farm is just an opportunity for local elementary children to go out to see what being on a farm looks like. And these high school students in our Innovative Learning Center created displays, educational displays, for the students who are visiting Peden Farms to learn about animals, growing corn and such. But my point is that these high school students who spoke last night spoke very well. They are very articulate and confident. That doesn't just happen. When I was listening to these students last night, I knew that they had parents who, over the years, have had meaningful conversations with those students, so that now, as adults or as teenagers in high school, they're able to communicate, collaborate, and have all the skills that will help them to be successful. So I really wanted to encourage our parents to have those meaningful conversations. And that takes a little bit of proactive work and knowing what's going on at school, the activities that their children are involved in, so that they can be knowledgeable enough to have those meaningful conversations. Parents often ask me, what can they do to help their kids be successful in school? And I would say that the number one thing that the parents could do is just have regular, meaningful conversations.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree as a parent myself, yeah. So, John, let me turn to you. I'd like to begin by asking you to describe the workings of Edge Shop, your student-run business. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so this was really kind of born last year out of a joint effort between Mrs. Megan Scott, who kind of works out of the design lab and supports students and teachers, and then my personal finance class that I was teaching two periods of as an elective. And as I approached that class, it was a semester run course. And the first 9 weeks was just laying the basics of personal financing and learning budgeting, you know, just all the things that we deal with paying bills. But then the next 9 weeks, I transitioned to a little bit more of a business focus and teaching students that all businesses have to have a budget. They have to make detailed plans. They have to prototype certain things and then implement those. And so the business was kind of born out of that, to teach kids those skills in starting a business. And so what it really is it's student-created products that are centered around our school, that students kind of set the budget of what we're going to charge for those things, and they like realize the cost of all the materials that would help set that. And then those things are available to be purchased. So we have everything from, you know, Edgewood lanyards to like a thing you can set your phone on when you charge it each night. So they used a lot of the tools that we have in that design lab in order to be able to bring those things into creation. So whether that was 3D printing or a heat press. So that's kind of the nature of what Edge Shop really is.
You know, I'm sure a student's involvement in Edge Shop is a learning experience, but do you feel like they see or begin to understand the importance of what they're learning? I mean, what their takeaway is? Do you think they see value in that?
Yeah, I really do think that they do. I think it's more of a real life learning experience for them. You know, it can be a little scary as a teacher to put the ownership of the learning in the hands of students and giving them the capacity where, you know, they can fail, but hopefully failing forward as they continue to improve upon what they know and improving on their design. Like most groups didn't get it right the first time around. They had to revise and improve. And, I think that's a lot of why we have the design lab. As we're trying to teach, you know, skills in collaboration, skills in revision, you know, it's life skills that we all need to have. And no matter what kind of industry or occupation or career we go into, we want those skills. So I definitely felt that often kids would just come in and be like, man, this is my favorite class. And I think it was just because it was so different than anything else that they experienced. There's a lot of good learning that's happening. But I think some students, you know, it was just kind of refreshing to them that they had ownership really of everything that they were doing in that space.
Well, maybe they're turned on a little bit by the relevance that they see, perhaps. I mean, yes?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and it probably brought up a lot of good conversations with their families at home. You know, Dr. Sanders just, you know, talked about, you know, the importance of having meaningful conversations between parents and students every day. And I think a lot of kids were able to go home and kind of reflect on what they were doing, share those things. And then their parents were probably able to share about what, you know, they do each day, and those same things of collaboration or revision, problem solving. So yeah, just really, really meaningful opportunities for the kids inside and outside the classroom, I think.
Well, do you have any other interesting projects that students are engaged in that kind of support and facilitate this?
Yeah. Well, you know, social studies is my primary thing that I do each day. And last year, one of the big things in seventh grade social studies, we talk about Africa and Asia predominantly, and water quality is a big thing. So last year, my students had to kind of like problem solve to try to develop something that would actually filter water. So they created their own water filters. And we talked a little bit just about how this is a big thing in a lot of countries, of just giving clean access to water. So that's one thing that I've done. And then this year, I don't teach personal finance because of things like the Ed Shop. I've moved into teaching an entrepreneurship class. And that's even more of a focus on students developing a product. So they first had to analyze and come up with a problem that was specific to their group. And so, you know, I had everything from laundry is frustrating to do to people need encouragement in drinking more water. So there was all kinds of ideas. And then students are now producing a product. Many of them are kind of wrapping up their prototypes. And then they're going to pitch this idea to see if they could bring it into production. So it's just even kind of a little bit more an intensified version of what we did in the Ed Shop.
When I have discussions with people about entrepreneurship, I think it boils down to somebody wants to own a business, they can go out and buy a franchise, right, and plug and play, and they're ready to go. But entrepreneurship, on the other hand, I think you are creating answers to questions that have not been yet asked. You're creating something that is out of the ordinary but viable. Therein lies the difference. So that creativity comes to the forefront, and they create solutions to problems that have not come to light yet. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. And I think as I started the class, you know, I was honest with students and said, you know, I've never started my own business, but yet the skills that an entrepreneur has are skills that I want to have as a teacher. You know, I want to be innovative. I want to be relevant. I want to encourage collaboration. I want to work side by side with students. So whether, you know, you're starting your own business, you know, whether you're going to be the CEO of a company one day, or you're going to teach seventh grade social studies, like, we all need an entrepreneurial mindset. And I think that's a big focus of the class, is getting them to think like an entrepreneur, not necessarily that they're going to embrace this career one day. Maybe some of them will, but yeah, I think that's why it's so relevant. It's just, these are all skills that all of us need, you know, in life.
That's excellent. Well, John, keep up the good work with your students.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Callie, let me ask you, as a counselor at Edgewood Junior High, what are your primary duties and responsibilities? Give me a framework explanation of that.
That is a really tough question, only because I feel like our day-to-day is so different. But I'm going to give you the best overall framework that I possibly can. So we have standards, just like any teacher in Indiana has. School counselors have state standards. So we do try to create curriculum, tier one interventions that are revolving around social emotional needs, college and career, future focus needs, as well as academic needs. So as a team, whether it's within the junior high setting or across the buildings, we're looking at how we are supporting students in all of those areas. Now, of course, as we're planning, there may be a student or a group of students who on any given day comes in need of support, whether it's crisis intervention or ongoing intervention. So we do a significant amount of individual counseling, group counseling, and interventions that are just based on the individual need, not at a tier one level, but at a tier two or a tier three level.
Would you agree that being a counselor at the junior high level is different from being a counselor at the high school level? There are some differences, yes?
Oh, yes. There are some big differences. And I used to be a high school counselor here in our district.
Well, then you know.
Yes.
I mean, at a junior high level, they're at the beginning stages of discovering who they are, right? I mean, so there are a lot of things you have to help them work through, correct?
Absolutely. There is a lot of self-discovery. And I think one of the really exciting things of being a counselor is knowing that each one of our students is going through this process. They might have an idea of who they are. They might have no idea of who they are. They may know for sure, and that's who they are for the rest of their life. But being in this role, it doesn't really matter where they are in that process of knowing or not knowing. It's just supporting them where they are and moving forward from there.
They're lucky to have a resource person to turn to. And depending on what kind of support or lack of support maybe a child is receiving in their home life, who knows? Maybe you are it for some people, you know?
Yeah, that can be the case for some of our students, absolutely. And Gary, one more thing that I'd like to add to this is that not only are we sometimes that support for students, but a big role for us is to also engage families to help them support each other, to learn about each other. So even though our main role is with students, we're also here for families as well.
Well, Callie, maintain your commitment and keep up the pace.
Thank you.
Good job. Well, some important information shared here. We have touched on a cross-section of topics, and I just want to thank each of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. Just copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social platforms. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.